Most of all, I want to tell the citizens of this part of the world that we're praying for you, that we'll get help out here as quickly as we can.
President George W. Bush made quite a few trips to Florida in 2004. He was, after all, running for re-election. But on September 19th, he joined Governor Bob Riley of Alabama and his brother, Governor Jeb Bush of Florida, to see firsthand some of the damage done by Hurricane Ivan. There was a lot to see. The damage from Ivan totaled almost $19 billion, making it the sixth most expensive storm in U.S. history. And in the days immediately after the storm, how some of that money needed to be spent became apparent.
They've got these contracts awarded today to somebody. It's just incredible what they've done today.
That was Escambia County Administrator George Tuart on September 17th, about 36 hours after Ivan hit the Gulf Coast. He's talking about the quick work done by the Florida Department of Transportation to begin rebuilding the county's roads and bridges after the storm.
The FDOT has hired a contractor for a $3 million contract to get at least one side of I-10 open within 30 days. If they can accomplish that, that is an unbelievable task for what I saw today. I-10 is still closed from Alabama to Florida. The other bridges I'll go through, the Bob Sykes Bridge, our county staff is actually building a new approach to the bridge. It's going to be temporary, so we can get heavy equipment over there tomorrow to clear the road so the sheriff and his folks can get over there and start doing what they got to do there. If you hadn't seen the aerial views that we took today, it looks like one big sand dune. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible the damage to these two islands. But the sheriff can't even get over there and do his job until we get something across that bridge. The staging center over there will be the sheriff's substation. We have 275 kW generators being delivered tomorrow. The city of Pensacola is going to help us with those, getting them over there, and we will have those hooked up, so we will have a facility when we can get it open at Pensacola Beach. Lillian Bridge is open and running thanks to FDOT. Bay Bridge is 3 days. The 3 mile bridge is 3 days. Which one was 5 days? Garcon Point is 5 days.
There was not a single aspect of life in western Florida that was not disrupted by Hurricane Ivan. The water supply, sewage treatment, fuel, food, transportation, power, everything that most of us take for granted was either gone or compromised by the storm. But once the shock from the storm passed, the recovery began.
We have almost 5,000 people here from around the country helping us out from as far away as Quebec. We have folks from Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, Louisiana, almost every state, and certainly in the southeast and the eastern part of the nation are down here helping us, and we really appreciate their help.
John Hutchinson was a spokesman for Gulf Power.
We are very pleased with the progress we've made. We had 87 substations knocked out by the storm. We still have 12 that are offline. We still got about 100 miles of transmission line to restore, and that was after 790 miles were knocked out. So when we first looked at the situation, the devastation was tremendous. But we have made great progress in just 4 days.
It would be 13 days before all of Gulf Power's customers would have their power restored. Meanwhile, one of the biggest disruptions to day-to-day life on the panhandle involved school. Schools were either damaged or being used as emergency shelters in the days after the storm. Steve Sharp, the director of security for Escambia County Schools, reported on the extent of the damage on September 21st.
We have an estimate of $18 million of uninsured damages at this point. That's uninsured damages. The insured damages, I'm still hearing right around the $80 to $100 million range. The questions about any other schools that might be what we might consider a total loss, where they're going to have to go in and do some demolition. Longleaf has substantial major damage. We are considering that at this point to pretty much be a total loss from what I'm hearing. They're going to have to go in there and gut it, leave the steel support beams, and start over from scratch.
Classes would not resume in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties until October 11th. One of the most iconic images from Hurricane Ivan is the picture of an 18-wheeler sitting askew on the I-10 bridge with massive chunks of the bridge washed away into the bay. On October 5th, just 17 days later, Governor Jeb Bush was in town for the reopening of one span of that bridge to two-way traffic.
Now there are trucks going by, some exceeding the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit by a large margin, I might add, and done with tremendous ingenuity and teamwork. And to me, it is now we've gone from the tragedy of Ivan to the beginnings of a long-term recovery effort.
And those efforts would continue for years. In early 2006, construction began on a replacement to the I-10 bridge over Escambia Bay. It officially opened to traffic in December 2007, and the new bridge is not the only enduring aftereffect of Ivan. The storm changed the landscape and skyline of Pensacola, and many things, from a new wastewater treatment plant to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos baseball team, can be traced back to Hurricane Ivan. One thing we know for certain, there will never be another Hurricane Ivan. In the spring of 2005, the name Ivan was retired by the World Meteorological Organization and will never again be used in the Atlantic Basin. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.